This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published reports on RSV vaccination in older adults, the public health response to a chickenpox outbreak in New York City, and more. Let's take a look at this week's headlines. First, no new safety concerns have been identified a year after the RSV vaccine was recommended for older adults. Second, in response to the recent New York City chickenpox outbreak, about 27,000 vaccine doses have been administered to prevent new infections. Third, despite a decrease in reported cases, mosquitoes and ticks continue to spread disease in the U.S. Finally, dangerous meningococcal infections after travel to Saudi Arabia highlight the need for vaccination before travel to perform Umrah or Hajj. Welcome, I'm Charlotte Kent, Editor-in-Chief of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing for the week of May 27th. In May 2023, FDA licensed two vaccines for the prevention of lower respiratory disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, in adults 60 and older. In our first report, CDC reviewed data from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, also known as VAERS, and VSAFE to describe early safety findings. Between August 2023 through March 2024, nearly 11 million adults 60 and older received a recommended RSV vaccine. Early findings suggest the safety profile of both is generally consistent with vaccine safety data seen in clinical trials. Guillain-Barré syndrome was identified as a potential safety concern in clinical trials. Between May 2023 through April 2024, 28 verified reports of Guillain-Barré syndrome were received, which is a higher than expected number of cases. CDC and the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices determined that the benefits of RSV vaccination in terms of preventable hospitalizations and deaths outweigh the potential risk for Guillain-Barré syndrome. This is especially true among older adults at increased risk of severe RSV disease. CDC recommends adults 60 and older talk to a clinician about whether they would benefit from RSV vaccination. Population-based surveillance is now underway to evaluate the risks for Guillain-Barré syndrome and guide future recommendations. Varicella, also known as chickenpox, causes mild to moderate symptoms in most people, but it can cause serious complications, including pneumonia and death. It is a highly contagious disease that spreads mainly through close contact with someone who is infected. In October 2022, public health officials in New York City identified and began responding to a chickenpox outbreak among people staying in shelters who had recently arrived in the U.S. Our second report describes the outbreak and what was done to slow the spread of chickenpox. The majority of cases occurred in children and teens 4 to 18 years old, and most occurred in people with no documentation of varicella vaccination. Transmission largely did not occur in schools. The most common sources of transmission included exposure at shelters or residential facilities. In response to the outbreak, approximately 27,000 varicella-containing vaccine doses have been administered to recently arrived migrant children, teens, and adults. This outbreak shows the importance of achieving and sustaining high varicella vaccination coverage with routine childhood vaccination to limit spread. It also highlights the need for rapid, large-scale vaccination efforts for residents of shelters and residential facilities, given ongoing cases and exposures in U.S. communities. People primarily get an arboviral disease from being bitten by a tick or mosquito infected with a virus. Most infections have no symptoms. However, symptoms can range from fever to disease that is neuroinvasive, affecting the central nervous system, such as encephalitis or meningitis. There are no vaccines to prevent or medicines to treat many arboviral diseases. Our third report summarizes data from ARBONET, the National Surveillance System for Arboviral Diseases. In 2022, more than 1,200 people in the U.S. became sick with an arboviral disease. West Nile virus disease remained the most common. More than 800 patients had neuroinvasive disease. Of these patients, 93% were hospitalized and 11% died. Additionally, historically high numbers of St. Louis encephalitis and Powassan virus disease cases were reported. To prevent mosquito and tick bites, people are encouraged to protect themselves by using insect repellent and wearing loose-fitting, long-sleeve shirts and pants. It's important for clinicians to consider testing for arboviral diseases in patients with clinically compatible illness during seasons when ticks and mosquitoes are active. Meningococcal disease is a serious, potentially fatal infection that is preventable through vaccination. Mass gatherings can put people at risk for it. Multiple outbreaks have occurred following travel to Saudi Arabia to perform Umrah and Hajj, Islamic pilgrimages to Mecca. These journeys attract millions of global travelers each year. This is why Saudi Arabia requires vaccination for pilgrims. In our last report, investigators reviewed reported cases of meningococcal disease associated with recent travel to Saudi Arabia. 12 cases of meningococcal disease in the U.S., United Kingdom, and France were associated with travel to perform Umrah. None of the 6 travelers with known vaccination status had received the required vaccine. Of cases with an available isolate to test, 3 of 11 were resistant to ciprofloxacin, one of the preferred antibiotics used to prevent meningococcal disease in close contacts of patients. Hajj is taking place June 14th through 19th, 2024. If people traveling to Saudi Arabia for pilgrimages haven't gotten a quadrivalent meningococcal vaccine within the past 5 years, clinicians should encourage them to get the vaccine at least 10 days prior to arrival in Saudi Arabia. If someone returns with meningococcal disease, clinicians should preferentially consider prophylaxis with rifampin, ceftriaxone, or azithromycin. That's all for this week's briefing. Thanks for joining us. We'll be taking a break for the next month and we'll return with new episodes in July. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to MMWR at cdc.gov/MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.